Hello, hello. I'm Katie, and welcome to Retromade, your pop culture rewind. So there was a remake of Roadhouse that was released on Amazon Prime. And listeners, if you remember from the original Roadhouse episode that I did with Jamie and Mila, who are joining me again today, we mentioned that there was going to be this remake, and we weren't too jazzed about the idea of it. And after a fair amount of delay and some squabbles about various things, it has finally made its way to us, whether we like it or not. So today is a bonus episode with Jamie and Milo from the 80s and 90s Uncensored podcast. They're back today to discuss this remake. You guys, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here. We'll see how glad I am once we get into the review aspect.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to get right into it because there's no time capsule. This is 2024. Let's just go through a couple details of the movie. So you guys, it's been out for a week now, listeners. So hopefully you've had a chance to watch it because we're going to spoil it. It's rated R. It was released on March 21st on Amazon Prime. No theater release here.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I feel like it was the director or somebody was upset about that.
I was upset about that. I went to the theater with my son.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? I'm like,
yeah,
it's time to watch Roadhouse, boys. Dad, no. I'm like, dude, we got a podcast coming up with Katie. You got to watch it. You got to watch it with me. But then it wasn't there. I'm like, where's Roadhouse? They're like, no, it's not here.
Well,
whatever.
It's over 2 hours. Now, I think this is very interesting. So it's new, so the IMDb rating, you know, it's not based on a lot yet, but so far it has a 6.2 out of 10. The original has a 6.7. So far people like the original better. Not significantly so, though. They're both produced by Joel Silver. The director of this remake is Doug Liman. There's three writers, one of which is the original, R. Lance Hill, a.k.a. David Lee Henry. And then two additions, Anthony Bagarozzi and Chuck Mondry. And then everyone has seen, I mean, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. And that was kind of one reason that I was like, okay, this might be decent. Jake's in it. I'm a big fan. And then we have Jessica Williams, and she's the bar owner. Did you guys see the Shrinking TV series with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford? I want to say it's on Apple TV.
Never even heard
of it. She's in that.
Wow.
Did you guys recognize her?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
my wife recognized her from something. So
she's in a few things.
Yeah, so she recognized her, but I didn't.
And then Conor McGregor, this is his film debut. And Post Malone. So we've got some interesting characters here. The music was done by Christoph Beck. There's no box office to discuss, but the budget for this was $85 million. The original was $17 million, the 1989 version. And the description is ex-UFC fighter Dalton takes a job as a bouncer at a Florida Keys roadhouse, only to discover that this paradise is not all it seems. Okay, so we all purposefully avoided reviews and other talk about the movie because we didn't want our views to be tainted. We wanted to come in completely fresh. So Jamie, Milo, on three, let's each say a single word that we would use to describe this remake. You ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Abysmal.
Unnecessary.
What was yours, Milo?
Ass.
Ass. So abysmal, ass
like
and unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, ass.
Well, it sounds like we are, the three of us at least, are in agreement.
Yeah. Sorry. What was yours, Katie?
Abysmal.
Abysmal. And yours
she
was
had
what,
the
Amy?
Worst. Unnecessary.
Okay. Yeah. We are in agreement then. Yeah. Terrible. Awful. You know. Yeah. I was going to go with angry. Like, it's so bad. When I watched it, it made me angry. That's how bad it was. I actually was legitimately angry. So
that you spent over 2 hours watching
that's a long movie.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But on the plus side,
it did not need 2 hours.
I will say, so I also had my wife watch the original Roadhouse, which she didn't like, because I think I mentioned this when we spoke before, because she's of a different generation and can't appreciate it. Watching this movie made her appreciate that movie more. So there is that.
I love that. That's excellent to hear.
Yeah.
What was your viewing experience, Jamie?
So I don't have Amazon Prime, so I got the trial, and they're like, if you like it, 30 days or less, whatever, you can not pay. And I'm like, I watched the movie, and then I canceled Amazon Prime. Because I don't have a lot of streaming stuff. I like the free ones with the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it. So my son was like, dude, can you spare me? And I'm like, fine. So I watched it on my own.
Oh, he didn't join you. Mm-hmm. I was curious to see what a youngin would have to say. You know, because I think the newer, younger people tend to like these remakes more than we do.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we talked about this before, where maybe some of the movies we watched back in the day were remakes. We didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're blatant remakes now. And I think people know they're remakes.
Yeah.
Well,
because they use that to market it. Yeah. I mean.
Well, I don't know if they're trying to get to us. They're not. It's not working.
They're just going for the name.
You might as well say it's Roadhouse. It's a movie. Don't even mention it's a remake. You'll get all the young people to watch it. Because you're not getting to us, guys. We don't care about your remakes. We don't like it. We don't like your reboots.
Well, we did watch it.
Yeah.
Well, we did because we have a... We're doing research.
This, yes. Yeah.
This was research.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I apologize, you guys. I did make you watch it.
Well, and I think part of it had to do with, I believe there's a lawsuit right now where the original writer is actually suing MGM because he had wanted to regain the copyright for Roadhouse. And they made this movie just under that deadline so that they can retain the rights to it. So I think there is some aspect of that associated to why they made this as well. But
I didn't know until recently, until this, Amazon owns MGM now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no wonder there's this Amazon Prime thing going on. They own MGM.
Yep. Yeah, they're all
owned. What a dystopia we live in now. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of consolidation happening.
Yeah, you got Discovery.
You can tell.
And all those, yeah. So, yeah, to this, though, here's the thing. They could have made it as an entirely separate movie. It might have been a little bit better. And you'd just be like, oh, wow, so they kind of copied Roadhouse, but at least I could accept it as a separate movie, right? Or they could have made it as a sequel. Like Jake Gyllenhaal. Is it Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal? Gyllenhaal? Jake.
I say it with a Gyllenhaal, J sound, but I could be wrong.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal could be like Dalton's son. Or I don't know if the age works out properly, but like something like that, or, you know, and so it's got a similar plot where but instead of being a bouncer, he's a UFC fighter. And then he's kind of wrestling with the demons of his father or something. You could have made this much more interesting than just taking certain plot points from the original, adding characters for the sole purpose of putting variety in there, right? Because the original is very male centric and they're like, okay. Mm-hmm. We got to balance this out. So we've got, you know, female bartender. We've got a female bar owner. We've got like all these other characters that they added in there that they didn't have before. So we're like, okay, great. Now we've checked that off the list. Conor McGregor, right? Who I didn't think it was possible, but somehow made this movie worse so that they could be like, yeah, let's get some USC fighters that are into Conor McGregor.
But he's not an actor. Here's the thing. He kind of played himself.
He totally played himself.
Yeah. And you got to love that strut that he does with those high shorts. And
one of my positive notes, I do have a handful of positive notes about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Milo, I know you're not a fan of him. I don't think any of us are like fans of his. But I actually was kind of surprised. He played like a psychopathic maniac very well.
Because he wasn't
I thought his performance was pretty good.
He is a psychopath.
And here's the thing.
He wasn't acting.
Yeah. But he's not from the WWE like The Rock or like John Cena. Those guys go well into movies because they were actors to begin with. Mm-hmm. Because the WWE is kind of opera. It's kind of theater. It's very athletic theater, but they're actors, right? The whole thing's kind of scripted and they act and it's a drama. He's not. He's a real like UFC fighter. He's a cage fighter. That's what he is. So I got to give it to Connor a little bit. I look, was he a great actor or whatever? Not really, but for playing Connor McGregor, he's pretty good. Right?
The acting was not my issue with this movie. I actually thought...
Yeah, because Jake was good. Yeah. I think Jake is always good in what he does. So
I think everybody...
I just wish he worked out a little more because he was looking pretty, you know, soft.
Yeah, no, that's so funny. I actually watched it twice because the first time...
Oh, my God.
I had a friend in town and we were a few bottles of wine in and we watched it. Meanwhile, we were like texting with another friend of ours who watched this because she really likes Jake. And so she's like, oh, Jake, you know, but she was like, what is this? She actually hadn't seen the original Roadhouse. And so the three of us were like, you really need to watch the real one. This, I'm not sure what this is, but it's not the original. And
what
so
did
then,
your friend think of it?
She hated it. We both were like, okay. This is like the worst movie we'd ever seen.
Yeah, McGregor.
But I will say on the second time I watched it to like pay more attention, I didn't think it was as bad. I think I had gotten used to, or I don't know.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to watch this twice. So you have a unique perspective, Katie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what are some positives, you guys? What are some positives?
Yeah, we should probably say some positives. Milo, you want to do some positives?
Yeah, I mean, Jake is a good actor. I mean, and the guy got ripped because he did have to look like he could actually hold a fight against Conor McGregor, right? There were a couple lines that were kind of entertaining. Watching Conor McGregor walk like he had a case of hemorrhoids was quite funny.
Had something up his butt.
What
dude.
Was that? It was like an ape. He looked like an ape the way he walked. Yeah, it was interesting.
That's awesome.
I think I read a review and the person said the best thing about this movie is that it ended. And this is what it said. I do not want to be totally negative. The movie had one redeeming factor. It ended. And there you go. I agree with that one. I agree with that review.
There's did you leave it on long enough to catch the post-credit scene?
No, I didn't know there was a post-credit until after the fact. And so
that was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So is it like McGregor gets up or something like that? So he's not actually dead. Is that what it is?
He's not dead. Yeah. He's in the hospital wreaking havoc on the hospital people. And he walks out in the, you know, the hospital gown that's open in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice little bookend to. So you guys, we meet Connor. And he's like in Italy, like jumping out of a lady's window, walking down the sidewalk naked and wreaks havoc on a marketplace and everything. So we end with, oh, we thought he was dead, but he's not. He's wreaking havoc on the hospital and he walks out naked again.
I think it's because he's such a narcissist that he probably refused to do the movie if his character died. He's probably like, I will not do this movie unless my character lives, because that's how big of a narcissist.
Like Skeletor in the Masters of the Universe, where Skeletor pops up and credits. I'm still here.
No. I mean, yeah, Razzie, Razzie, Razzie all the way.
Great.
So I like Jake, and he was looking pretty good. And I don't dislike Connor for what he is. I'm not going to bash him. A lot of people are bashing him. I'm not going to bash him. He played the role he played, and for his debut, I think he's all right. I won't bash him.
People are saying he did a horrible job acting in it. I literally haven't read anything. Is that what
general
consensus?
Yeah. Well,
the reviews about him are that he was terrible. Of what I looked at, I mean, obviously, I didn't read a ton, but left the ones. And I hope he gets that message and never does a movie ever again. That's my hope.
Interesting. I actually kind of liked him in it.
I thought he was all right, to be honest, myself. Because if he plays that role, if he tries anything else, he's going to fail. But if he plays this psycho guy role, then he's okay.
Uh-huh.
I actually don't think he's that bad. And as long as he plays this kind of role, I think he can do other things as long as it's that one. He's typecast now, right? He's Spock in Star Trek. Like, you're that thing. You're Leonard Nimoy now. The one thing I did like about it for a little while, but then it got tiresome. So they did some kind of interesting CGI with the fight scenes. The thing I did like about it is at least it wasn't like choppy cut weirdness like they tend to do nowadays. They tried something a little different. You could tell it's CGI because it has this kind of CGI flow and whatever. And you're kind of like this, you're going around. I think they really tried to do something interesting with the fight scenes. And for a little while at first, I thought it was interesting, but it became very tiresome after a while. And I didn't like it, but at least I liked it a little bit at first. I liked that it was in a different place. It was in the Florida Keys, which why would you have a place called Roadhouse in the Florida Keys? Not necessarily like...
That was the joke, Roadhouse, supposedly.
Yeah, because you're supposed to... On a roadhouse is a place maybe you're on your way somewhere. You're Florida Keys, you're not going anywhere else but the Florida Keys because that's the end of the universe, like the end of the road, but whatever. So, I don't know. I don't like this movie, but I don't know if I hate it, which is great for me for a reboot.
You don't hate it?
I don't know if I hate it.
Really?
I don't think I hate it.
Okay. I do.
It's not good.
I mean, you do? I hate you now for saying that you don't hate this movie.
Jimmy, I
don't like it, though. I don't like this movie. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if I have a seething hatred for it or if I feel anger like you, Milo. I'm with you guys. I'm not giving this a thumbs up by any means, but, and I think it's too damn long, but is it, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, I guess. I only watched it once, which is good, but it's kind of fun.
Well,
but I think it's unnecessary, completely unnecessary to reboot this movie.
Entitled to your opinion. Hard disagree in that it was fun because I agree. I will start off with a positive. I think it started out okay. I kind of liked the opening scene where, you know, Jake runs that scam on the underground like MMA thing. And that's when we see Post Malone, who did not get in shape for this movie. No. You know, again, like I think the acting was pretty good all around. The music was pretty good. I especially liked that Metallica song at the end. Like the end fight that comes in. There was a nod to the original that I liked with the Western book. The character's name is Wade and he's protecting the double X, the double D. Anyway, I kind of like that. But then immediately when there was a fight scene, I was like, oh, hell no. No. Like, what was the CGI or AI or whatever? It removed. I did not care. It was like a video game.
Yeah, it's like a video game.
It removed all stakes for me. And so then it just kept doing it and I just was eye rolling. It made it boring for me because I no longer care. It took me out of the movie. I hated it. That's what's fun in a regular action movie like the original Roadhouse. It's real fighting, like real stunts. We care because we feel like somebody's actually getting hurt. In this, I don't care. It's clearly just like a cartoon. I don't know. What do you, Milo, are you in agreement with me?
100%. Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't disagree with you. I'm saying maybe at first I appreciated the attempt to do something a little different than the choppy cutscene crap that I've been seeing so much in movies today.
Okay.
Do I think it's good? No. And very quickly, I got tired of the fight scenes. And it's weird too, because they're trying to make him this kind of guy like Dalton was, where he's kind of zen and he's kind of gentle, even though he can kick ass. But being kind and gentle doesn't mean you kick these biker gangs' ass and then you drive them to the hospital. I don't get that, because like they wanted to kill you, they wanted to kick your ass, you ended up beating their ass, but then you drive them to the hospital and you're completely vulnerable to them.
Yeah, they're all in the back seat.
They're gonna
sit next to him and
donkey punch you right in the back of the head. Yeah. Come on. I mean, there's being zen and then there's being dumb.
And then they do come for him again later. It was that little and they like everybody in town clearly knows who he is. So we get the idea again, sort of like the original. Ooh, Dalton, he's famous, but this Dalton is famous for not being able to control his anger.
Yeah.
And he killed someone in the octagon. But somehow these biker people don't. Like, everybody else knows him, but they
You'd
don't.
You'd think the biker people would be the first to recognize him.
Yeah. Hit that. Well, the thing with that, the fight sequences too, like, so he gets stabbed in the beginning, right? And he's just like, ah, no problem. You know, I'll wrap some duct tape around it or whatever. You know, he doesn't actually do that. But basically, you know, so you can, you feel when Patrick Swayze gets hit and he goes to the hospital and she's patching him up. You actually can, he plays it in a way where you can see his body is like starting to show the effects of the fights. Or when Wade shows up, is this is Dalton in the future kind of a thing. Whereas with Jake, sure, he walks with a limp and stuff like that, but you're like, okay, he's walking with a limp, I guess, because the director told him to do that. But, you know, the guy gets hit by a truck twice. The guy gets stabbed. You know, the guy gets like, all this stuff happens to him and he just kind of.
Well, didn't he get hit by a train? Remember that train?
Yeah, he got hit by a train,
yeah,
too.
By a train in
like,
the
what's up with that? But why did.
Because he was.
Like,
he was
why
titled,
did that happen?
Then he changed his mind at the last second.
Yeah.
He was what?
Suicidal. So he pulled in front of the train.
Oh, is that what it was all about?
And then he was like, nope. And then changed his mind, but he was too slow and the car didn't start right away.
But I didn't get why he's like that way. Again, what you said, the director told him to be suicidal, but why are you suicidal?
Because he killed someone.
Yeah, he killed, yeah. He killed the guy in the octagon. Yeah, so he killed.
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, he should just be more like Drago. And just get over it, man. You know?
Yeah. but yeah, like that, I about died with that when he gets hit by the truck on the bridge or the car, whatever it is. And then it goes overboard. I was just like, this might as well be animated.
Yeah. It was such bad.
Yeah. Like he's Wolverine. Yeah. Like he heals at super fast rates and trucks just kind of like don't have much effect on him. Yeah. He's basically an X-Man. He's a mutant.
Yeah.
The effects were just, that to me is my biggest complaint of the movie.
Yeah.
There are others, but that to me, I was like, I'm bored. I don't care about this because I feel like I would have cared more if it was animated.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. That bit with the car where it hits him, that's such, you mentioned the fights already. The bit with the boat at the end, how it kind of like, you know, so the boat, him and the other guy all get knocked way up onto the beach and they shake it off and then they fight some more. And it's like, come on, seriously. And there's like bad CGI'd moment as well with the boat flying up there. Like it's so bad.
Totally. Totally. Like that final scene was sort of like supposed to be like the epic final fight between Dalton and Jimmy in the original that was awesome. And he ends up killing Jimmy. Like that was an epic fight.
And it was legit too. And Patrick Swayze even got like legit injured doing that whole scene.
Yeah.
Because they were actually doing it.
I feel like this final fight was the literal opposite of that. If that's even possible, you know?
Yeah. Like it. Yeah. Well, and then so there's this drug guy. He's like the reason why they're harassing this bar owner to begin with is they want to like, they're building a resort and she's like holding out. So she's sending bad guys to harass her and her tiki bar or whatever. And after all this, like we're spoiling it. Right. So at the end, he's just kind of lets Jake go. And they kind of like, they're cool now. What was that all about?
I thought he died. Well,
the sheriff, do you mean?
Oh, the sheriff. Okay.
Is that what you mean, Jamie?
Maybe. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. I can't keep this character straight because I actually wasn't paying attention.
There's
to be honest.
Far to that point, Jamie. There's way too many people introduced.
I don't know who's who. I don't even know their names. In fact, I don't even know the main, but the Conor McGregor. I don't remember his name. I just call him Conor McGregor because he's basically Conor McGregor.
It
right?
is Knox.
And I called Dalton. I call him Jake. I'm just calling him by the actor's name because I don't know. You got all these. When then he meets the girl at the hospital, right?
Doc.
And she's kind of there, but not really. And she's kind of boring as shit.
Yeah. I don't care about their relationship. There was no hot sex scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. No.
Come on. That was like a key moment of the original Roadhouse movie.
Yeah. They had one half-assed date where they kissed. barely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was this rated R?
And the thing yes, is, like, rated R.
So if it's rated R, get a little Jake, action, get his butt in there a little more. Maybe get a little T&A in there.
Yeah. I know.
Because rated R anyway, you know?
We just got McGregor. We got McGregor's butt. That's what we got.
We did at the end of the post credits. We got him strutting around in these high shorts. I like you wear the high shorts, but like a blazer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was naked underneath the blazer.
Yeah, at the beginning. He just takes it off.
He's got this dumb strut. Like tough guys start like over the top, like you said, cartoonish. Mm. It's very cartoonish. The whole thing was a cartoon.
Mm. I mean,
look, guys, I'm not saying I like this movie.
Like, there were too many bad people. Like, how many guys were employed by Brandt and his dad? And it was there unnecessarily a ton of people.
Unnecessary.
In this.
Yeah. The whole thing was unnecessary. It was unnecessary to make it. It's unnecessary to have all the characters that they did. It's unnecessary. Look, if you're going to try to do some CGI fight stuff that you did, I can kind of respect that because it's at least it's a little different from the chop cut thing. But not for maybe try to make a better movie and try that. If you're going to try to do different things. Like The Matrix, they had that bullet time and all that, right?
I suppose
it was all very new, but it was a good movie too. It was a good movie. Unlike this, it's not a good movie. So all of the stuff you were trying to do with the cool CGI fight scenes that might have been kind of revolutionary-ish.
Do you mean the horrible CGI scenes? Is that what you mean? The abysmal nature of it? Is that what you mean, Jamie?
Yeah, it didn't. It was. I miss good fight scenes. That's why I miss, and a lot of people, maybe they didn't see the original Roadhouse, like younger people, but it had some good fight scenes because they were really fighting. They had choreography and that's what I miss is, and like you said, Katie, you have stakes in it. When you have this multi-vector CGI-ish cartoon fight scene, you don't really care about them because you think that they're Wile E. Coyote fighting with the Roadrunner or something. Mm-hmm. So you know they can't get hurt. I might as well be watching Roger Rabbit, you know?
Yeah.
Like they can't get hurt because they're cartoons. Stupid, stupid, stupid movie.
So, yeah.
Well, it's kind of fun though, but it's, I don't know if I have
it's more fun
dread.
Discussing how bad it is than it was fun to watch.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you watched it twice.
I did.
But respect for you, Katie, because as much as I knew you hate it and I dislike it very much, but I would never watch this again, let alone twice in a short period of time like you did. You suffer for your craft, girl. You do. You're like, I'm a podcaster and this is what I do. And if I have to suffer for my craft, I'm going to do it. You watch that piece of shit twice.
Yes.
Good job.
The first time I was boozed up and not paying close attention, so that's why I had to rewatch it for the show's sake.
After watching
listeners,
a shot of whiskey. Actually, after the movie, my wife was like, "You want a whiskey?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. It's definitely."
But you see, listeners of the Retro Made podcast, how much Katie sacrifices her time and mental, you know, her mental stability
for you
guys. So I think you should appreciate that. Tell all your friends about her podcast because she suffers for her art.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Jake is attractive. Mm. There's that. It was, you know, he got in really nice shape.
Yeah. Did you find
And I don't think he's ever a bad actor either. I think he was good in this. It's just a shitty movie. You got bad actors in shitty movies. Yeah. What are you going to do? Or good actors in bad movies, whatever.
I have a hard time. I mean, he's ripped and all that kind of stuff, but I still have a hard time picturing him as a tough guy because he has a very nice guy voice and just kind of a nice guy look to him. So like
his face is nice guy. Yeah.
And so when Patrick Swayze says the line of nobody wins in a fight or whatever, you believe it. Whereas Jake is just kind of like, okay, he's kind of a nice guy. Just in general, Swayze has kind of a rougher, you know, manlier voice. And when Jake is delivering his lines, you're kind of like, okay, whatever, nice guy, Jake, that kind of a thing. So
maybe that's why they picked him, right? Because he's supposed to be kind of a nice guy. So that's why it kind of works, in my opinion.
Well, Patrick Swayze is a nice guy until it's time to not be nice.
Ooh, yeah. Nice callback, Milo.
And that brings up a good point in that I don't think this, we all agree that we think the original Roadhouse isn't so bad it's good, and it's not even bad at all. It's actually, it's not even just okay, it's good. We like that movie. And one of the big things that had about it that this movie missed is there was a lot of philosophy. Like, I suppose he's kind of empowering his bouncers, and he's not even a bouncer, he's a UFC fighter. But Patrick Swayze was a bouncer. Like, the original Dalton was a bouncer. That's what he did. Milo and I both wrote articles after our last podcast about business lessons you can learn, like in change management, from Dalton, from Roadhouse. You can't learn any of that here. You can't, because he kind of empowers. He's, yeah, don't worry, you can go kick that guy's ass. And then his bouncer kicks the guy's ass. He's like, oh, I'm empowered. And you're like, okay, yeah. I don't really buy it, though, because Dalton had rules. There was a whole scene in the original one where Dalton sat his people down. He's like, these are the rules. By the way, you're fired, you're fired. And I'm a businessman. I'm a professional bouncer. I'm a cooler, baby. That's what I do. And he's just some kind of a UFC fighter, and he's not even really a bouncer. There's nothing to learn from him. So
the best that he could come up with was lift with your knees.
Yeah.
That was his advice to the other bouncer bartenders.
Yeah, who relays it.
Okay, so he'd be good at working at, like, the Safeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, stocking shelves and stuff. Yeah.
Because you're stocking your shelves, hey, lift with your knees. And he'd be kind of on the safety committee at the warehouse. That's great, but the original Dalton had that kind of philosophical action. You could feel it. And this guy is just kind of like, oh, I'm depressed. I killed a guy. I'm kind of suicidal. I'm not really a bouncer, but I'm in good shape. Mm. Whatever.
Yeah, it's very disjointed. What it felt like to me was that this movie was a group project for writers. They gave each writer, go write some scenes, yeah. Go film the scenes, all independent from each other.
In silos.
Yes. And then they're like, oh, we're just going to cobble them together and call it a final product. That's what this feels like to me.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Okay, you get the bar scenes. All right, you get the scenes in the bad guy clubhouse. You get the boat stuff.
And the little two-year-old Jimmy, you get the love scenes, yeah. Which is why we don't get any, like, the hot and steamy action. Yeah.
So there were some similar beats, you know, the dock, super fell flat. Like the waitress bartender that kind of digs Dalton. Yeah. That, I mean, you know, the big bad guys. But I wanted to get I think it all fell flat in my opinion. But what did you guys think? So instead of Red and his like auto parts store or hardware store or whatever it was.
It's the bookstore guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what do you guys think about that?
You know, to be honest, I was okay with that. Of all the things that I hated about this movie, that wasn't one of them. I liked the relationship that he had with Red, and it made sense because of the car parts. But since he doesn't have a car, he, you know, befriends the girl at the bookstore and the guy. And that was a nice little bit. I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they could have, in fact, they could have explored that more, and maybe that would have made this a little more interesting if they had some kind of more of a relationship with the bookstore guy. He wasn't really there much.
No, it was mostly the kid.
I'd actually like to see her more, to be honest. And
she's a teenager, but he calls her where's the little girl? Well, she's not a little girl. But yeah, I feel like, again, like they didn't show us enough of the relationship that they had for him to care so much, because the bookstore getting torched was what made him change his mind to go back into town and finish it. And I feel like we were shown that he met her once and spoke to her twice. And I just didn't, I agree. I think they should have leaned into that more and built on that more and cut out a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. But you had over 2 hours.
Yeah, you had
so
plenty of time.
You probably could have cut some of that out and explored that more, because that's a long ass movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably one of the biggest problems I had with this.
And especially because,
why do they make movies so long nowadays?
I have no problem.
I thought people
with
had
hours.
Short attention spans. Like, why are they making long movies?
Well,
it's so long.
They're filming and they're watching the movie. So they're not really.
If the story warrants it, I have no problem. If it's a good movie and it's long, I'm like, I want more if something's good.
Yeah.
I feel like that this wasn't very disciplined. That's why it's long. Like they weren't able to get a
They don't know what
concise,
to do with it. They don't know what to cut or what to add or whatever.
Pot, definitely. Did you guys, so here's another thing that we haven't mentioned is since we've mentioned fight sequences, did you notice how in the bar, the Roadhouse, there's just fights randomly breaking out constantly throughout the movie, but there's no point to them other than a fight breaking out? Whereas like in the original movie, a fight breaks out in the bar, but there's kind of a point to it. Yeah. You know, and suddenly they're just like, fight breaks out. You're like, why? Why did they just get into a fight? There's literally no reason for it.
Yes. Drinking too much or something.
100%, Milo. Fights for zero reason.
Totally. It's, oh, we've got this beautiful bar on the beach. There's music playing. You know what? Let's get in a fight. Because that's what we do on vacation here in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, that's right. It's not like this, like the Roadhouse in the original was kind of a dive and you could feel that. And it's somewhere in Missouri in some shit town. So you'd expect, okay, maybe this is rough and tumble, but this is a pretty nice little tiki. This is a nice tiki place on the Florida Keys. This is the place where people with money go. Like, why are people getting to fight so much here? It's a pretty nice place, actually, for a place called Roadhouse.
Yeah, no reason at all. Let's fight. All right.
Because the dirt, because they told you, that's a lot with this movie, is they tell you that's what happened. Hey, this place has a lot of fights. Look, there's some fights.
Okay.
There is a fair amount of scenes for the sole sake of explaining what's happening.
Yeah.
Because they aren't showing us in a constructive way what's happening. What did you guys think of his compensation? Vastly different than the original. I remember having the conversation with you guys about the original. We're like, damn, that's a lot of money. This, listeners, is $5,000 a week for a month. $20,000? That is not cutting it for me. Hell no, I'm not like going to bust my ass for $20,000.
Well, he, you know, I mean, he's fighting in the underground octagon rings for whatever the winnings is of that. So he has no money. He doesn't have a car.
That's true. He's homeless otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it, then, you know, and then he, what, leaves all the money behind at the end kind of thing, whatever.
Which, I don't, whatever.
I mean, I would have left some of the money and then taken some of the money, right? And he doesn't leave any to the bar owner, right? Conveniently,
her place is destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. So the boat, which conveniently wrecks into the bar out of the entire beach area that, it, you know, island that it could have ran into when it goes rushing up onto the beach, hits this particular bar, completely destroys it. And he leaves none of that nice chunk of money to the bar owner. He leaves it all to the bookstore.
That's a great
Maybe
point.
He just likes books. He thinks people should read more and drink less.
Well, he doesn't read at all in the, at any point.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe Dalton would be a reader.
Was like a philosophy major from New York University.
Dalton would be a reader. Jake Gyllenhaal? No. Gyllenhaal.
They show him with the book at one point that the,
well, that the girl gives him. Yeah.
But there you go again, more pushing. Like, hey, look, he's intelligent. He has a book.
Yeah.
You have to believe that.
Well, the girl gives him and he didn't even really want. He's just kind of like, okay, I guess I'll take it.
Actually, Milo, now that you point out that the bar owner doesn't get any of the money, I'm actually kind of pissed about that because if anything, we show their relationship, like, or I'm, we are shown that, like, they become friends. Like, we get a feel for those two more so than the book people. Why didn't he? Yeah.
Totally. Like, he learns her backstory about how she got the bar and all this kind of stuff. That's who I mean, I could, I certainly.
Because whatever writer wrote that module of this movie.
Oh,
decided
talk
not
to the other
that.
Module writer.
Yeah,
didn't talk to the other one, and that was the writer that had the ending part, not the relationship building part. And they weren't talking to each other, so that's what happened.
That makes sense then. Yeah.
So what's Dalton's deal? He says something like, "You don't want to find out what happens when I'm pushed too far," and he says he's afraid of himself.
Yeah.
So.
He'll Hulk out. I was waiting for him to Hulk out. You don't want to make me
just
angry.
Can't control himself?
Yeah.
Is that?
Don't figure out this person. You don't want to make me angry.
Because he's super subdued, like the whole movie. Like, but then we're shown that he's got his anger's just out of control when he gets in it.
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Career UFC fighting is a good career to go into if you can't control your anger.
Yes.
Well, I think they were trying to get that in the original one. Dalton, Patrick Swayze's Dalton, had killed a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that kind of little bit of that reputation. But then he ends up killing guys again, the guy at the end again, right? And he's kind of like, oh no, I did it again. But it's kind of justified, dude.
Yeah.
At that, right? The guy's trying to kill you and you're in this horrible fight and he's trying to murder you and you end up killing him. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I never, but he still seems to feel bad about it. I think they were going for that kind of thing in this one where, oh, I'm kind of nice and I'm cool and I'm, but if you tip me over the edge,
I'll kill you.
I might kill people. I'll kill you. I think that's what they were going for. It just doesn't work because they're trying to draw elements from the first movie and force it into this one.
Yeah.
And that's what they do a lot of with this movie is they're taking the material from the first one and they're trying to make kind of a reboot, remake, but they're trying to shove elements from the first movie into this one like a round peg in a square hole. It just doesn't fit.
Exactly.
That's the problem with reboots in general, and this one is a good example of that. It's like you try to reboot these things and take from the source material, and you don't know what to do with it, so you kind of shove it in there and tell us all these things. You got to believe this because I tell you to. Doesn't work, man. So I'm glad I didn't see this in the theater, to be honest. I'd have paid a lot more money.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't watch it twice like Katie. Holy smokes. That's some dedication.
Yeah.
As we're coming to a close, guys, final thoughts on this Roadhouse remake.
I saw somebody else said this, so I'm just going to repeat it. Oh, wow. They something to this effect, basically. This movie is what would happen if you gave Tommy Wiseau a massive budget and told him to make an action flick of The Room fame, if you know who Tommy Wiseau is.
Oh, I was like, I don't know who Tommy Wiseau. He made The Room.
He made The Room.
The
yeah.
Room, yeah.
So take the guy who made The Room, give him a big-ass budget, and say, make an action flick, and it would be this disjointed characters that, you know, do things for no reason. It's not clever. It's not funny. It takes from the original, but doesn't do it properly or show respect to the original. It's, yeah. That's me. Barking.
At least it's not Roadhouse 2.
Did you watch Roadhouse 2?
You guys know there was a Roadhouse 2.
I was going to say, did you watch it? Have you seen it? Is it worse than this?
Yeah, it's right up there. Yeah. So this isn't the first really bad Roadhouse sequel/reboot. There's a Roadhouse 2. Did you guys know that?
Yeah. Who's in it?
So it's a guy named Jonathan Stetch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got Jake Busey in it, too.
Is that Gary's kid?
Yep. And this came out in 2006. So it's not like they butchered Roadhouse. This isn't the first time. This is the second time that they butchered Roadhouse. And I hope it's the last because you really just need to leave this movie alone. Roadhouse, the original, was good. We like it. We love it. And you need to just leave it alone. And this is a completely unnecessary reboot. And I hope that at some point Hollywood's going to start to think maybe these unnecessary shitty reboots aren't going to be what we do anymore. I hope. We're not asking for them. Us Gen X or millennial people are not asking for this, by the way.
It's true.
Nobody said, damn, I wish they'd reboot Roadhouse. Nobody said that.
If anything,
younger people don't know it. Yeah, younger people don't know Roadhouse. We love Roadhouse and we're happy as it is. So stop rebooting stupid things. Stop rebooting good movies with stupid movies. And this is a good example of that. This is a completely unnecessary movie. And I hope it doesn't make a lot of money. I hope it fails. I hope you lose money. And I
at that budget
Amazon, I got it just for this review that we're this conversation. I got Amazon Prime trial. I watched this and then I canceled it because your movies suck. So I hope that this movie flops. I hope you don't make any money off it. And maybe someday you'll learn the lesson that crappy reboots of good old movies is a bad idea and stop doing it.
I concur.
Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness?
I am super curious because I've been in this bubble of not. So I'm very curious to hear what everyone else has to say about it. And listeners, if you
have. Well, now we can go watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we can
go
see.
Now I'm going to find out. But if you guys have not already listened to the coverage that Jamie and Milo and I did for the original 1989 Roadhouse episode, make sure you go do that now. We've shared our love for it and why we think it's a legitimately good movie. Mm-hmm. We clearly cannot say the same thing for this remake. And like you said, Jamie, let this be a lesson to you, Hollywood. Just don't. Please resist the urge to remake classics. We beg of you. You guys.
Come up with something new. Come up with something new. Get some writers who want to do something new. Get some showrunners who want to do something new. We are not begging you to reboot our stuff. We are not. We hope that you stop.
Yeah. It's true. Well, I thank you guys for drudging through this with me. Completely
unnecessary. You watched it twice, though. I have nothing but respect for you, Katie. That's amazing that you can do that.
I know. But tell us what you guys have upcoming on your show.
Oh, we got a lot of great stuff coming up, actually. We're working on the next season, which we're going to do something a little different for, which is going to be we're going to do each year from 1980 to 1999. So each episode is focusing on a year, with Jamie doing half of them, I'm doing half. So we're just changing the format just for the next season.
Cool.
Yeah, we've got that. We've got, what else do we got coming up, Jamie? We got, I don't know.
We've got another little mini episode about the early 2000s with.
Oh, yeah, 2000s. Yeah, we're doing a
pop culture retrospective, 5-6 episode miniseries. Yep. So, yeah, we're going to have kind of like a next season's going to be kind of a mini series episode while we take kind of a little hiatus.
Yeah, different format.
But it's something different, something fun.
Yeah. And then the YouTube, the 80s and 90s Overlooked. We got some old movies on there, but we're also doing some cool, interesting content of like top 5 helicopters from the 1980s television.
80s.
And
unique indeed.
Yeah, the history of Sit, Ubu Sit, and that kind of stuff.
Ooh, so, I'm looking forward to that. It sounds like you do have a lot of exciting things coming up. So you guys check out Jamie and Milo on the 80s and 90s Uncensored.
That's our podcast, and the 80s and 90s Overlooked, which is our YouTube channel.
You got it.
Got it. That's
and then the 80s and 90s.com, which I have all of this stuff.
Yes, check it out. And thank you all for listening or watching. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree? Why? Let me know. You can email me, comment. Please give me a review too. Tell me what you think. And until next time, be kind. Rewind.
Yeah. And be nice.